Hello there, and welcome to episode 359 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. This is a Monday through Friday podcast, and we're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New Testament. Each day we alternate those tracks, and each week I choose a different translation of the Bible to read. Also, I try to average about 10 minutes per show. Today's a track one day, and we're continuing the book of 2 Samuel with the reading of chapters 20 and 21. Let's begin. 2 Samuel chapter 20. A troublemaker from the tribe of Benjamin was there. His name was Sheba, the son of Bichri, and he blew a trumpet to get everyone's attention. Then he said, "People of Israel, David, the son of Jesse, doesn't belong to us. Let's go home." So they stopped following David and went off with Sheba. But the people of Judah stayed close to David all the way from the Jordan to Jerusalem. David had left 10 of his wives in Jerusalem to take care of his palace, but when he came back, he had them taken to another house, and he placed soldiers there to guard them. He gave them whatever they needed, but he never slept with any of them again. They had to live there for the rest of their lives as if they were widows. David said to Amasa, "3 days from now I want you and all of Judah's army to be here." Amasa started bringing the army together, but it was taking him more than 3 days. So David said to Abishai, "Sheba will hurt us more than Absalom ever did. Take my best soldiers and go after him. We don't want him to take over any walled cities and get away from us." Abishai left Jerusalem to try and capture Sheba. He took along Joab and his soldiers, as well as David's bodyguard and best troops. They had gone as far as the big rock at Gibeon when Amasa caught up with them. Joab had a dagger strapped around his waist over his military uniform, but it fell out as he started toward Amasa. Joab said, "Amasa, my cousin, how are you?" Then Joab took hold of Amasa's beard with his right hand so that he could greet him with a kiss. Amasa did not see the dagger in Joab's other hand. Joab stuck it in Amasa's stomach, and his insides spilled out on the ground. Joab only struck him once, but Amasa was dying. Joab and his brother Abishai went off to chase Sheba. One of Joab's soldiers stood by Amasa and shouted, "If any of you are for Joab and David, then follow Joab." Amasa was still rolling in his own blood in the middle of the road. The soldier who had shouted noticed that everyone who passed by would stop, so he dragged Amasa off the road and covered him with a blanket. After this, no one else stopped. They all walked straight past him on their way to help Joab capture Sheba. Sheba had gone through all of the tribes of Israel when he came to the town of Abel-Beth-Maacah. All of his best soldiers met him there and followed him into the town. Joab and his troops came and surrounded Abel so that no one could go in or come out. They made a dirt ramp up to the town wall and then started to use a battering ram to knock the wall down. A wise woman shouted from the top of the wall, "Listen to me! Listen to me! I have to talk to Joab. Tell him to come here." When he came, the woman said, "Are you Joab?" "Yes, I am," he answered. She said, "Please listen to what I have to say." "All right," he said, "I'll listen." She said, "Long ago people used to say, 'If you want good advice, go to the town of Abel to get it.' The answers they got here were all that was needed to settle any problem. We are Israelites and we want peace. You can trust us. Why are you trying to destroy a town that's like a mother in Israel? Why do you want to wipe out the Lord's people?" Joab answered, "No, no, I'm not trying to wipe you out or destroy your town. That's not it at all. There's a man in your town from the hill country of Ephraim. His name is Sheba, and he is the leader of a rebellion against King David. Turn him over to me, and we will leave your town alone." The woman told Joab, "We will throw his head over the wall." She went to the people of the town and talked them into doing it. They cut off Sheba's head and threw it to Joab. Joab blew a signal on his trumpet, and the soldiers returned to their homes. Joab went back to David in Jerusalem. Joab was the commander of Israel's entire army. Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, was in command of David's bodyguard. Adoram was in charge of the slave labor force. Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, kept government records. Sheva was the secretary.
Zadok and Abiathar were the priests. Ira from Jair was David's priest.
2 Samuel chapter 21. While David was king, there were 3 years in a row when the nation of Israel could not grow enough food. So David asked the Lord for help, and the Lord answered, "Saul and his family are guilty of murder because he had the Gibeonites killed." The Gibeonites were not Israelites. They were descendants of the Amorites. The people of Israel had promised not to kill them. But Saul had tried to kill them because he wanted Israel and Judah to control all the land. David had the Gibeonites come, and he talked with them. He said, "What can I do to make up for what Saul did, so that you'll ask the Lord to be kind to his people again?" The Gibeonites answered, "Silver and gold from Saul and his family are not enough. On the other hand, we don't have the right to put any Israelite to death." David said, "I'll do whatever you ask." They replied, "Saul tried to kill all our people so that none of us would be left in the land of Israel. Give us 7 of his descendants. We will hang these men near the place where the Lord is worshipped in Gibeah, the hometown of Saul, the Lord's chosen king." "I'll give them to you," David said. David had made a promise to Jonathan, with the Lord as his witness, so he spared Jonathan's son Mephibosheth, the grandson of Saul. But Saul and Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, had 2 sons named Armoni and Mephibosheth. Saul's daughter Merab had 5 sons whose father was Adriel, the son of Barzillai from Mahola. David took Rizpah's 2 sons and Merab's 5 sons and turned them over to the Gibeonites, who hanged all 7 of them on the mountain near the place where the Lord was worshipped. This happened right at the beginning of the barley harvest. Rizpah spread out some sackcloth on a nearby rock. She wouldn't let the birds land on the bodies during the day, and she kept the wild animals away at night. She stayed there from the beginning of the harvest until it started to rain. Earlier, the Philistines had killed Saul and Jonathan on Mount Gilboa and had hung their bodies in the town square at Beth-shan. The people of Jabesh and Gilead had secretly taken the bodies away. But David found out what Saul's wife Rizpah had done, and he went to the leaders of Jabesh to get the bones of Saul and his son Jonathan. David had their bones taken to the land of Benjamin and buried in a side room in Saul's family burial place. Then he gave orders for the bones of the men who had been hanged to be buried there. It was done, and God answered prayers to bless the land. One time, David got very tired when he and his soldiers were fighting the Philistines. One of the Philistine warriors was Ishbi-Benob, who was a descendant of the Rephaim, and he tried to kill David. Ishbi-Benob was armed with a new sword, and his bronze spearhead alone weighed about 3.5 kilograms. But Abishai came to the rescue and killed the Philistine. David's soldiers told him, "We can't let you risk your life in battle anymore. You give light to our nation, and we want that flame to keep burning." There was another battle with the Philistines at Gob, where Sibbecai from Husha killed a descendant of the Rephaim named Saph. There was still another battle with the Philistines at Gob. A soldier named Elhanan killed Goliath from Gath, whose spear shaft was like a weaver's beam. Elhanan's father was Jair from Bethlehem. There was another war, this time in Gath. One of the enemy soldiers was a descendant of the Rephaim. He was as big as a giant and had 6 fingers on each hand and 6 toes on each foot. But when he made fun of Israel, David's nephew Jonathan killed him. Jonathan was the son of David's brother Shimei. David and his soldiers killed these 4 men who were descendants of the Rephaim from Gath. May God bless the reading of His Word. Today, in the interest of time, I have just a couple of quick comments. You may have wondered why David put his 10 concubines aside and never saw them again. Well, remember when Absalom ran David out of town? What did he do with his father's concubines? Right, he had sex with them in such a way that everyone knew about it. They were defiled, so David could have nothing to do with them. Next, in chapter 21, we're told that David got very tired when he and his soldiers were fighting the Philistines. The reason for this fatigue is that he is now getting into advanced years. He's getting old. We won't be reading about his reign as king much longer. If you'd like to leave a comment or a word of encouragement, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 359.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @_steveweb_#lifespringmedia. Be sure to subscribe to the Lifespring Family Audio Bible in your favorite podcast app. Tomorrow we're back in the New Testament and we'll finish up the book of James.
Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thanks for being here. Bye.